Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean, certainly I'm sure that the news with regards to Tim Barry came as a surprise with you and the efforts that you guys were putting together to help the people that were affected by Hurricane Helene earlier this past year. Just give us your thoughts in terms of what you learned and kind of what transpired throughout this whole process.
Well, what happened was, I'll kind of give you hopefully a quick brief rundown of the beginning of it. We were contacted by a local woman who her sister lives down in the Tennessee, North Carolina border back when the flooding was going down, and wanted to see if our entity with its outreach would be able to help. And of course, we jumped on the idea. So we put out a request for help, and amazingly, hundreds of people, literally all over from Western New York, Rochester, Jamestown, all came to Tim's house that we designated as a drop point, because Tim drives big trucks, and we needed the big trucks to get them down to our destination down south. Through that, we kept collecting monetary donations and planned on a bigger second run, which we did, and that's when the news coverage was pretty much all over the story of us doing this fundraising. We had hundreds of people show up. We had so many people that willingly volunteered that we did not even know to go down and help us deliver these items, help reach people up in the mountains, help with search and recovery missions. These are nurses, firefighters, general public. So we accepted these people in. A lot of them became family. They still are family. But through all these efforts, we learned while we were down south that things weren't adding up. There was money that we promised to give to victims that weren't given. There were receipts that were missing, that just everything didn't add up and make sense. So we made the ultimate decision to get in touch with the sheriff's office, which put this whole investigation in process. And this was back in the end of October, I believe, it started. I really don't have hard feelings against Tim, because Tim did go down there with us with a broken ankle, a casted ankle, and did everything he possibly could to pass out items and stuff like that. Where and why money went missing, That is part of the investigation, but that was a whole reason why we had to do a reset of the Erie County blotter, because I cannot have any thieving going on with what we do, because our mission is to help people. And if we're stealing items from people we're supposed to be helping, then all of us should be in jail, because that's not how anybody should be running an operation, especially during the devastation that we've seen down south, which I'll tell you, a piece of me is still down there because I was not able to return. But I'm hoping that the courts can get the money that was taken. I know you guys are reporting a certain amount, and I'll tell you the amount is off. But we're just hoping that that money can be recovered and given to these people that we promised down in North Carolina and Tennessee, because let me tell you, I worry a lot right now about the people in the West Coast, because after seeing what we've seen down south, I know what they're dealing with. It's like a war zone. And the things that we see, the general public should not see. And we went down there willingly to do everything we possibly can. And we're still trying. We're hoping another mission in March. But our overall hopes are that this money can be recovered. And again, I have no ill feelings. I'm sad that what happened has happened. It should have never happened. And I will continue to make sure that on our end, we keep sweeping the rugs and keep checking on everything that comes in and is going out, because we are continuing to still collect donations. Like today, we're going to go out collecting donations for the devastating fire that happened out in South Dayton yesterday. So we are simply doing the legwork, pretty much being guided by the man above. And we gratefully appreciate people still trusting in us to do these missions. But going forward, we're just going to keep going on like we have been and just kind of leave, hopefully, this incident behind. We're leaving it with the detectives and the DA's office. In our mission down south, like I said, is not over. There's still people down there sleeping in tents, and we just don't know where to go from here to help them right now, because we can't transport the items they need legally without permits. So we're going to right now try to stay focused on Western New York as much as we can.